Life's a game. The world's a stage, and we are merely role players, where theatrical people play role-playing games. I'm Matt Boothman, and I'm your compere. This week, we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you Fanfic Mishmash, our live show from Dragonmeet 2023. So, please take your seats in the Dragonmeet podcast zone. Tonight's performance is about to begin.
Would you also like to make a link with Terry?
Absolutely. I think I'm going to make a. I'm going to get +14 to. I'm using my +14 to making a mastery link with,
okay.
with Terry.
Ah, are you seeing yourself as the mentor or the student in this
situation? Yeah, I'm sort of showing him that maybe he can stand up for himself.
Okay,
not
all right.
Not be so easily pushed around.
Well, that's 2d6 plus your mastery then.
So that's +1 for my normal mastery, and then +2.
Yeah, and is mastery your highest stat?
Yes.
Then get an extra +1 on top of that.
+3! That'll do. That's 9. Is it 9?
Yes.
This 9. I can do maths.
Right, so same choice Nat got earlier. You can either get the link that you wanted, but your link move doesn't happen, or you can get your link move, but a different link.
I'd like to get my link, please.
Great. Is this the first time somebody's got the link they rolled for today?
Yep. I believe so, yes.
Amazing. Okay, make your light link, but no link moves go off. Sorry, your mastery link.
There we go.
There we go. That's all we had to do was roll for a different link other than light. And
there
now
we
can succeed. Terry takes a reciprocal mastery link with you, seeing you intimidate and open the hearts of his bullies, sees somebody that he thinks he can learn from, finishes reeling off his order. You all see the door to the coffee shop opens as a new customer arrives.
Hey!
Hey!
A young family arrives and sort of stands hovering in the doorway, seeing that there's nowhere left for them to sit. You see a man and a woman in their roughly in their 30s. The man has white, bright white hair, strange for his age. The woman is wearing a wide-brimmed black hat, and the man has a baby Bjorn on with a small baby in it. And they hover, sort of looking around for somewhere to sit.
Oh, I'm sorry. We are quite busy at the moment. Would you mind waiting? Or I could try and set up some kind of outside table situation for you.
The man replies, perhaps yes. We could wait. And the woman looks at you and says, it's never usually this busy at the moment. What's changed? Who are all these people?
Well, that's a very good question. we're currently dealing with them. So we'll be able to find... I tell you what. Romy, my love, you said you've only got a few minutes left before you've got to leave for school, right?
You see that Romy is slumped in her booth. She's drunk her entire mocha with extra whipped cream. She's eaten her entire mozzarella panini and seems to be on the verge of going into some sort of food / dairy coma.
Well, I'll tell you what, we specialise in all sorts of lovely experiences here at the Hey You, and while you wait, you seem to be doing pretty well in the relationship department there, if I might say so, and nodding at the baby. Why don't you? Hey, Romy, why don't you move up a little bit? There's this lovely couple and their child just need somewhere to sit until we can get them a proper table. Maybe this one needs a little bit of relationship advice herself while you wait.
As you mention how well they're doing in the relationship department, the couple look at each other and you can almost see the hearts bursting in the air between them. They are incredibly into each other.
Nice.
As the shift goes on, the noise levels from the suits begin to rise once again, and you see sort of the stoop returning to Terry's shoulders as this seems to be the situation that you're in this shift now.
Right, we need to get these people some food so they can eat and get the hell out of here. So, one of me can't do it, ignoring the rest of the kitchen staff as I always do. One of me can't make all this food, so I'm going to use my magical girdle to create, hopefully, up to 5 clones of myself. To do one of those panto kitchen scenes.
Great.
I'm sure this will go great.
What do you roll for this?
Mastery. I have a -1. Here we go. That's a 5. So on a miss, you summon an embarrassing excuse for a clone that draws unwanted attention.
Are you okay with that, or do you want to spend a link to improve that?
Let's go for it. My embarrassing excuse for a clone. So the way the girdle works, or the way that Morgana told me it works, is you have to you squeeze your core very, very tight and focus on yourself and the essence of you and focus on your name. Sadly, Tom has thought too much about the thumb part and not enough about the Tom part. So a thumb with tiny little arms and legs and a mouth and one eye appears next to him and just goes, thumb!
Oh no, what is this?
Okay.
You've used it wrong again, haven't you, Thomas?
Yeah, but I mean, it's got legs this time. That's the last one just rolled around on the spot.
This is so cursed.
Yeah, we have to put that one out of its misery.
I know.
One-legged John by the panini maker draws a panini fork. What manner of beast is that?
This is Thumb. He's here to help you cook all of this food, and I'm going to help as well. And I tell you what, I know how I can make this better. And I rub my hat, and I attempt to summon my Society of Animals. and again, let's go. I get to roll light this time.
Okay.
So this could go even worse. No, it hasn't. This is good. That was a 9, so it's a 10.
Yay!
On a 10 plus, I summon a powerful group of adults. Not like parents. In this
powerful
case,
group of adult mice.
Yes. Yes. So I have a horde of mice and a bipedal thumb.
This doesn't calm down John. He goes, mice in my kitchen!
It's okay, John. It's okay. Have I ever told you the story? I've got another fish-related one. Have I ever told you the story about the time I was eaten by a whale? Oh, no, perhaps I shouldn't. It gets rather blue.
Yeah, thank you.
Quick, people and mice and thumbs, scatter!
I'm going to ask you to push through stress. To sort of get the kitchen service working fast enough to serve all of these customers.
Lovely.
I'm going to let you roll with advantage because you've created a clone of yourself and brought in some helpful mice.
Yeah.
Which means you're going to roll 3 dice and take the 2 highest.
Okay.
And I think for this, because I think you're this is kind of a almost like a technical skill thing that you're trying to do.
Sure.
Right. You're trying to get all the ingredients in the right quantities and time everything out. So I'd like you to push through stress with your mastery links. So however many mastery links you've got, you're adding that to the roll.
I have 1.
Great.
Okay.
So you're rolling three dice.
Highest, 2,
take the
1.
2 highest and add 1.
Oh, okay. I rolled a 10, so that's 11.
Hey.
Yeah, it's getting better.
So you tell us how this goes.
First of all, we deal with John. The thumb walks up to him slowly, kind of its hands out, as though to say, I mean you no harm, and just looks up at... Yes?
Does it have thumbs on its hands?
Yes. It's very, very confused. Luckily, they don't last that long.
The thumbs? Or the thumb...
I think the clone. I think it has a sell-by date. But it walks up with its big eye. It said that it had 1, didn't I? Yes,
yeah,
big eye, brimming with tears, just looking up at John. It just goes, thumb. and they instantly have a rapport. It's like the son he never had. I don't know.
John is making a light link to thumb.
Brilliant. And John just picks him up and looks him dead in the eye.
Says, come on then, let's get this on the rope. See. and they go off, and I turn to my mouse and go, okay, mice, listen up. There's 14 hungry idiots out there, and we need to get them fed so they get out here as quickly as possible. You three, you're on starters. You three, you're on mains. Shuttle things back and forward at a speed of a rapid mouse, and bonuses for everybody. Extra cheese.
Cheeses for Mises.
Cheeses for Mises.
I think that's copyright. The kitchen.
Oh yes, Muppets. I've got one about a puppet. Have you heard of time I was eaten by a puppet? I had a hand getting out.
Oh. Oh. Thank you.
No prompting.
They're turning against him. Yes.
The kitchen flows into life. It's a well-oiled machine out there. And back out in the customer service side of the coffee shop, you're hearing the ding of the customer service bell going regularly as paninis and omelettes and full English breakfasts are served with frightening speed, faster than this kitchen's ever worked before. And those of you who are out here with the customers can hear the ringleader, who you've gathered by this point from all the sort of braying and people talking to him. The ringleader is called Anthony. You can hear Anthony say, oh, service in this place is amazing. Let's come back here every day and stay all day. And meanwhile, the young podcaster trio are still trying to find somewhere quiet to record an interview with Scrooge.
They've already paid, right?
The suitors?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're paid upon arrival at the counter.
They've paid for the stuff they've ordered, yes.
Okay, great. I am going to try and accidentally spill their food on them as I'm serving it to them. Uh-huh. But not in a, it's unrecoverable and they get a fresh one sort of way, just in a, oh, oops, that bit's on the floor, oh well, kind of way.
Okay, yeah, a little sneaky, like,
subterfuge this success.
Yeah, make the service seem a little bit less impressive than they think. Okay, okay. This could potentially be an interfere.
Yes. That sounds about right, yes.
Yeah. I think this is an interfere move, which is a roll plus dark.
Yes. Ooh. I can do that. Okay. I think you'll also find, Matt, that darkness is my weakness. I can let darkness overcome you when you need to overcome an obstacle. Mm-hmm. When rolling dark on a move, you may voluntarily take harm to take plus two on the roll.
Are you going to voluntarily take harm?
Yeah, I'll smash a plate on my foot, but yeah, I'll grab a plate too quick.
Yeah.
Burn myself on some cheese. Hot cheese.
Hot cheese.
Such an amazing cafe.
That's
I'd have
true.
Gone with beans, but that was me.
Okay, so take one harm. Take however many harm.
One harm.
And you're going
to... I only got four, so
you're
limited
gonna add,
set.
You're now adding four to this roll.
I am, yes. Whoopah! Good.
That's as well.
Because that was terrible, so that's a total of eight.
Okay, on an eight, you interfere with them so that they don't... What they were trying to do, they don't get to do it cleanly. Something goes wrong for them in a dramatic way. So mm-hmm. what they were trying to do was stay here. Have a day here setting up camp in your coffee shop. So I think you're pretty much succeeding at what you're trying to do here. I think you don't manage to hit the ringleader with this. He's got too many concentric rings of cronies. Sort of crony rivals, crivals, if you will. but you're able to pick off a few from the edge of the pack. Mm-hmm. What do you spill on them, break on them? What is the...
There's definitely coffee that's gone in the saucer rather than it's splashed just a little bit, just in the saucer so it drips on their fancy suits as they drink it.
Oh.
And I know, right. And then, I think we've had a panini that's, like, maybe the salad that slipped off. The barbecue sauce on a panini that's gone into the... Like, the panini is recoverable. There's definitely barbecue sauce in the suit. I think there's, like... They've got, like, briefcase-y things as well. I think in her fluster to get everything... Oh, there you go. Like, she's sent a briefcase scooting far across the cafe under someone else's table. So there's just a little bit of... controlled carnage.
Well, we're still giving this place the kitchen 5 stars on TripAdvisor, but the service is only getting 2 stars now.
That's all right. We can take it. It's fine.
And you start to hear there's a little more dissent in the ranks now. Like certain less powerful members of this group are starting to grumble and make noises about maybe finding a different place to hang out. Mm-hmm. But the ringleaders are still sort of firmly in favour of staying here and making a noise and ruining the vibe.
How are the family doing?
The family are sort of ensconced in this booth with Romy. They seem to be... The wife is deep in conversation with Romy.
Great.
They seem to be hitting it off and getting on, while the husband takes care of the baby.
Great. Can we? We might not be at that point yet, but when it comes to serving them and giving them their order, can we make sure there's just like an extra... Just give her a little bit extra on this one, Tom.
On it.
Would you like to make a link with them?
Yes, I would. I'd like to know more about them as well. Though,
yes. So in the process of making a link, you serve them a bit and you have some chats. You serve them presumably a lot better than you're serving the rowdy lot.
At least I'm trying.
Yes. you mean you fight? This is Jono and Mina Harker.
Oh. Jono.
And their baby son Quincy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Quincy.
I love our cafe.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey you.
What sort of link would you like with them?
I'm going to trifle light.
Go for it.
At some point, it's going to work.
Yeah.
I thought you said trifle then.
I did as well. I was like, trifle links? Why? I want trifles.
Success! Yay. And a 12 total.
Yeah, you make your light link and your link move goes off.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, okay, were they also going to be a light link?
Because we want to use your move, let's say no.
I mean, my move is very passive aggressive. It's
imagine.
If they have a different type, then I get forward on actions against them.
Okay.
Which I don't know if I want to.
They're going to make a mastery link with you.
Okay.
Because I think as you're serving them, they talk to you quietly, sort of under the hubbub, saying, are you sure you're coping with this situation all right? Could you use an assist of any kind?
Oh, that sounds intriguing. In what way? What are you offering? What are you suggesting here?
The thought isn't fully formed, but if there's anything that we could do, perhaps, we have experience of dealing with problem individuals.
That sounds promising. How did you deal with your problem individual? What is the method of getting rid of them?
Mina looks up from talking to Romy and says, trains.
Trains?
Yes, we got the train, we headed him off before he could get where he was going. We ambushed him because we knew the train timetable and he didn't.
Interesting. Really struggling to see how that might apply in this situation. I mean, canonically, you're not wrong. I was hoping you might say steak in this situation, but sure.
Oh, well, that's funny you should say that. We actually didn't kill him with a steak. I actually cut his head off with a big knife. And my friend Quincy, who my son is named after, stabbed him in the heart with a Bowie knife. Ooh. Would you believe it?
That does sound like a promising
Morgana's just slowly leaning in further and further. Like, I like the sound of this. This is quite entertaining.
Mina says, enough with the war stories. The other useful thing is that the reason that we knew where to get the train to head off the individual we're talking about is because I'm a little bit psychic. And she takes her hat off and you can see it was hiding a third eye on her forehead.
Wow.
Maybe that could be helpful. I could find some insight into their motivations or where they've come from and where they might be sent back to.
Yes, this sounds good. I'll tell you what, who's good here at all of that magic-y stuff is our Morgana. So maybe she's the one to talk to and she'd be able to actually, like, you could tell me, right? And I'm very good at everything, I promise you. But people have said in the past that some things I try and I'm not so good at. That, I feel like that is a Morgana thing.
I sense there's a story here and we should talk about it more.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Maybe when you're off shift and you just want to sort of...
It's fine, I don't have any trauma about things at all, in any way, shape or form. What did you order for breakfast?
They ordered they ordered the full English. They like a meaty breakfast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think there are some eggs on the plate.
Yeah, she will just watch fried. Them. With that. Yeah, maybe you should go talk to Morgana.
I think I'll do that. And Mina heads up. Third eye fully revealed now, up to the counter to talk to Morgana.
I've not seen that before. That's a clever trick.
There's a funny story behind it, but I don't think we have time for that right now.
Agreed.
Your colleague Jemima said that you understand magic.
Yes, that is correct.
And that perhaps we might be able to work together to deal with a little bit of this, the atmosphere in here.
Well, I saw Jemima having a go, and she did her best. But I think there's more that we can do here. I'm just not sure precisely how to go about it. What's that, Tom?
Someone's stuck down the well. I tried to be good and heroic and get everything out, but I'm learning from you that sometimes you need to be a little bit sneaky.
That's correct.
Can I just ask, in the middle of this, where does Tom pop up from to say this? Because you were in the kitchen before.
I've just appeared out of Morgana's like nest of a hair, so I'm just there. Sometimes it's nice and warm and cosy in there, and all the mice and everyone were getting on with it, so I had a small nap.
I didn't notice you up there, Tom.
You rarely do.
No, I know.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Now, I have...
Have you heard of consent?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to give you a lesson on that as well. Never mind.
Okay. But anyway, my plan... Yeah.
More importantly.
Well, yes. So, what I was thinking, and the lady here with the eye on her head could be extra useful in making this work. So, people are scared of ghosts, right? And we've got some ghost experts over there. Oh. And then there's this lady...
You hear from that corner. Did somebody say ghosts?
Yes, come over here. Hello. So... We all know about ghosts. You know what frightens them, because you could look into their mind with their eye and find out. What if we slowly started to make like this cafe was haunted and we scare them all out so they'll never come back?
That's a good idea. I like that. I've always wanted to cast some sort of big illusion.
Yes, Mina says. And I don't think a reputed haunting would scare away your regular customers that you do want to come back. Because... We're all made of sterner stuff.
Absolutely. Plus, we can just tell them it was all to get these ourselves out.
And that's how it works.
Decisive action is what they did, and ghosts.
Seems as good a plan as any.
Right, so I did it.
Congratulations, well done.
Thank you, aren't I good?
Yeah. That's not great. I don't think this is going to work, you know. I think maybe you should go back to your table and eat your eggs.
I think it's a really good idea.
Don't worry, Tom, it's going to be fine. I think we've got this. Jemima, you will still be very valued in all of this. You've laid the groundwork.
Will I, though? All this work I have done. And who has noticed it?
We have just now.
And who else has noticed the hard work that I have put in making this cafe a homely place? And here they come in, ruining everything.
All the more reason to get them out of the establishment. Come on, I believe in you, Jemima.
Can we say it was your idea?
Will it make you help?
Yes.
Then yes.
Okay.
Tom, not now. No. Sometimes you've got to let things go. All right.
But I'm a hero.
No one's saying otherwise. There's still more
time. You're literally saying otherwise.
Can I roll to convince someone?
I was just going to tell you to.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll to convince. So I'm going to roll with, which is...
With heart?
No, I get to roll with dark.
Oh. Yeah, you do.
So that's just plus one.
Okay.
Oh, it's 11.
Ooh.
Oh, it's 11. So I convince you.
Who are you trying to convince here? Is it Tom or Jemima?
So Jemima's on board, because I've given her what she wants is. What she wants is?
What
is English?
She's also Gollum. that was Yoda. but I'm trying to convince Tom that now is not the time to be like, I want to make it all about me. Now is the time to be like... Don't worry.
Be a bit of a team player.
Yeah, team player.
All right, and what did you roll?
I rolled 11.
Okay, so Tom, if you don't do what Morgana suggests, you're going to lose a link. You're still very much allowed to refuse, but there will be a cost.
All right, Morgana. I'll take this. I know I know what I've done, and that's what's important. Self-belief and self-worth.
Absolutely.
Maybe something we need to teach to.
But yes.
Okay.
Right. So,
love you.
Sorry, I didn't get your name, love.
Prick.
Such an aggro duck. I love it. Sorry, I didn't get your name, love.
Wilhelmina Murray, at your service.
Lovely to meet you. So,
Harker. I still slip sometimes.
No, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. How is this going to work? How do we get inside their heads?
Let me just... If I could just come round behind the bar so that I can do this inconspicuously.
Oh, absolutely.
She comes round behind the bar and sits down on the floor so nobody can see her from in the shop. Raises her hands to either side of her head, and the third eye opens on her forehead. Her other two eyes close as she looks into the minds of this rowdy crowd. You can see the pupil of the third eye swiveling from one side to the other. If you'd like to do some magic to kind of augment this or do something with
Absolutely.
It, then that would be appropriate.
I'm going to direct this at the ringleader, because he's like, we need to get into his head. So Morgana is also going to sit down on the floor, hold hands with Mina Harker and close her eyes and just sort of channel all of her magical energies into Mina to assist. So is this helping, or is this magic, or how? Yeah,
I would accept either, whichever one you want to roll.
Okay, I'm gonna roll magic, as that's got a higher rating for me. Yeah, makes sense. That's plus one. That's a five. Now,
is there a way we can help?
You could spend a link to re-roll one of the dice, or somebody can roll light to help, but you can only add a plus one, so that would still take it to a six, which is still a fail.
I'm going
to
get rid of my link with Terry, and that's actually that's thematically very helpful, because he knows, what is it, Anthony?
Anthony, the ringleader.
So he knows Anthony, so I'm going to kind of like go via Terry, and I'm going to roll my two, and fingers crossed, roll something better. That's a six, Ooh, seven, yes. eight, nine in total.
That's okay. A good one.
Pick one off your magic list, please. I can see a couple that look appropriate.
Bypasses defences.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. You hold hands with Mina Harker and you see through her second, third sight into the mind of Anthony. And you see Anthony's worst fear, the thing that he hopes will never happen, that would terrify him if it ever did, that haunts his nightmares.
What is it?
First of all, you see the place that they've come from. You see Terry, and you see Terry's mother, Penelope.
Yes.
Gaining her name through the connection with Anthony. Penelope, who is a classically attractive, dark-haired woman in black lace mourning clothes. You see them in a sprawling, stately mansion, the sort of place where you might play Cluedo.
Does it look gothic? I'm really liking her style.
It looks a little gothic. She's looking particularly gothic.
Perfect.
But in that kind of, like, you know, there's the character in every noir who's like, I definitely didn't kill my husband, officer. She's got that vibe.
All right.
So you see the two of them in this stately home, and then you see Anthony's fear coming in as you see the doors swing open, slam back, and you see Penelope's husband, long thought dead, Terry's real father, returning and immediately casting Anthony and all of his rowdy mates out of the house, yelling, "That's my wife!" She can't remarry, for I am still alive.
And that's how it would work as well. There is no way you can remarry, because I'm still alive. Big fan.
That is Anthony's worst fear, is the return of Penelope's husband to cast out all of his mates from this situation where they've been living high on the hog.
I'm immediately going to turn to everyone here and be like,
Thank you very much, Mina. Did you see that as well?
I did. What a small-minded, terrible man.
I was more going to say how fabulous she looked, but you know, that's fine. So, I think I've got an idea. What we can do is we can create the illusion of a gentleman. Do we have his name?
Oscar.
Oscar.
Oscar Thacker.
Ooh. Oscar Thacker. Right, so I've got to create an illusion, or we've got to create an illusion of Oscar Thacker coming in to the coffee shop, and then that'll scare the big prick away. that's my plan.
Love it.
All right.
We can add some ghosts as well, don't worry.
Well, of course.
What did he look like? Would Mr. Scrooge do?
Oh, no, I think maybe Jono. John, not your Jono, but John in the kitchen. I think he's quite an imposing chap. I think we can use him.
All right.
And maybe sort of just like dress him up a bit.
Free to give him another leg?
Oh, I don't know. I think that adds to the sort of general terror that he might cause.
So, you're terrified of people with only one... Why is it scary?
No, we need someone to sort of cast the illusion around.
Oh, I see.
So there's a sort of physical body in the illusion.
I wasn't in the thing. I thought maybe he had a...
No.
Or something. Very specific phobia.
He sounds like a prick, but not that much of a prick.
Yeah.
So that's my plan. What does everyone think?
I think it sounds great. I think you're great.
Thank you very much.
I like my plan.
Your plan was stupid.
guys.
We'll be a team.
There we go. Team player, thank you. Right.
You think maybe I could be the man, though?
What a ridiculous idea.
Why?
You're too small.
Well, me, I would make my clown, a few mice in a coat, we could... I can have a lower voice. Oh, I've got a lower voice. I could stand on your head.
I've got a new idea. Why don't we get this one out of the way? I'll just eat him. Right, he keeps coming back anyway.
He turned up in one of your eggs once. Do you remember that?
Don't you mention my eggs.
Sorry. That was a sore subject. I apologise. I regret that as soon as I open my mouth.
I have a lot of respect for you, Morgana, but you can go off a person.
Yeah, no, I'm getting that off you. Going back to the plan.
Yeah.
I think if we add ghosts in afterwards, because like that's the first fear is just targeted towards him, which will get rid of him, but it might not get rid of all the others. So maybe we need like more ghosts around to sort of usher them out as well.
Oh, okay. So it's like, oh, that could be a real person, but no ghost.
Oh, yeah, on top of.
Okay, yeah.
But we don't want them to think it's a dead person. That's, I think, to separate ghosts just to add.
You see,
to the fire.
Podcasting trio all have their hands up. We'll be ghosts.
They know there ghosts.
We know exactly how ghosts act.
Oh, ooh, right.
How is that? Could you show us?
they do. Ooh.
That is a good ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Scary, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm terrified.
Scrooge goes, they're not all like that. Some of them are definitely very scary.
Are you still in contact with your ghost, Mr. Scrooge?
You know, I haven't tried. Perhaps I could.
Yeah.
I'm as invested in the livelihood of this coffee shop as any of you.
Yeah, because then our podcast friends will actually meet them.
Would you like that? Yes, we'd all like that very much. Make a great, great interview, and if they scare all of these people away, we'll have the quiet to record it. Fantastic.
Cool, so we're dressing up a pirate as a man. I mean, he's a man, but
I'm casting an illusion over him to make him look more like the man that's in my mind that
Lovely.
We saw.
We're getting some ghosts. And this is what we've got.
That's the plan. Okay. That's the plan.
Let's get to it.
All right, I would like a convince somebody roll from one of you to convince John to go along with your plan, and then I would like somebody to roll some magic for the general ghostness of it all. Convince somebody is plus heart.
I can try and convince John.
It went so well last time.
I've got a link with him now.
You do.
He hates me.
Oh, that classic way into someone's heart.
Yeah. Hi, John.
Is it calmed down out there yet?
Yes, and I have got a plan to make your life much better, and not like one of my usual plans that makes your life much worse. Just to get that out there. Want to hear it?
Is this going to be another one of your stories?
Well, it's funny you should know. This time I know what's good for me, but later I can tell you a few. But no, what we've got to do is get you to be a big imposing person that doesn't look like you and scare all that lot out there. And then you can go on your lunch break earlier.
Make a roll to convince somebody.
Lovely. Convince. That's a 6, 7, 8. I rolled plus 1, 9.
Woohoo!
Hey. And do I just add more? If I just lose my link with John, can I boost it up to a 10?
You could re-roll one of the dice if you need.
Ooh, let's do it.
Ooh, risky.
I'll re-roll the 6. Okay, well, it's still an 8.
Okay,
this wasn't going to be worse.
So he'll do it, but he needs some clear assurance or evidence first.
Not just I go on my lunch break early.
Okay.
You cover my next 3 shifts. You and your thumb and your mouse friends.
I've forgotten about Tom Thumb's thumb.
He's still about somewhere. Just, yeah, okay, all right, yep, I'll take your next 3 shifts, John, sure.
Wonderful, show me what I need to do.
And then somebody roll magic to summon some ghosts. And ghosts and illusions.
I will do illusions. I don't know if I can do both. I'll try.
We've got 5 minutes, so yes.
Yes, okay, quickly.
Can I help by distracting everyone so no one's paying attention to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good idea.
You're going to help out your friends or create an opportunity. So roll plus light.
Okay, this is a plus 1 for me. That's 5. 6.
So while trying to create distractions so that Morgana can work better, you make the situation worse instead. How were you trying to create that distraction?
Jemima's plan, she was getting quite jealous of like everyone else is getting to be involved in this. So she has found one of the tablecloths and she's like, I can be a better ghost. And she's thrown it over herself and she's just being a terrible... The idea was be a terrible ghost, so when the real ghosts turn up, they're like, oh, this is not haunted. Oh no, it actually is. Okay. So she's running around with a tablecloth over her, flapping her wings and just knocking into everything.
So what we end up with is a wild duck chase around the coffee shop.
That's a goose.
as 14 rowdy customers chase Jemima around the coffee shop, knocking over tables, chairs, knocking into Romy's booth.
I'm helping!
Plates smash on the floor, coffee splashes, and mozzarella goes everywhere.
Right, okay. Morgana is going to roll with mastery, so it's plus 1. That is 3, 4. I'm going to use a link. I'm going to use Jemima's link. Just get rid of that. That's to roll the lowest dice, which is a 1. It's a 4, so it's back up to 6. That's a 7.
Excellent. Okay, pick your magic option.
The magic hits more than one entity.
Amazing. So, I think we're going to interpret that very broadly. That this magic is able to create the illusion around John of Oscar coming home. It's able to channel through Scrooge to summon his real ghosts.
Oh!
At the same time. And I'd like you three to take it away and tell me what the resolution of this is as your plan goes off and the rowdy customers respond.
So Morgana is going to hunker down behind the coffee bar and start like sort of you channeling all of her magic, and you just see sort of blue wispy tendrils sort of billowing out from behind the coffee bar and sort of like touching the individual's minds, like Anthony's mind, so that it casts the illusion. But she also starts operating the machinery behind her, so it starts sort of like whirring. Ooh, the gas comes out. Like, gas, the terrible coffee shop.
Steam's technically a gas.
Yeah, steam, thank you. It's a type of gas. So the steam wand starts going, and it all starts lights start flickering, all of that sort of stuff. And then the ghosts appear as well.
Yeah, the whole coffee shop takes on an icy, a sort of a weirdly like combination icy yet cozy. Yes. It's cold yet Christmassy.
Yeah.
As the ghosts of Christmas, past, present, and future, all manifest. At one at the serving hatch, one at the entrance, one at the entrance to the toilets. Guarding all the exits.
Which one's by the toilets?
Future. A really scary one.
It's either that or... Oh, which is either. But either way, it's terrifying.
Come in and know me better.
That's way better. The toilet door slams open and you hear... inside. What's Tom's role in all of this?
Tom is going to increase the creepy by sending wave upon wave of mouse at them.
Singular.
Yes,
wave with one upon the other.
I only have a handful. And I think for a little bit of extra fear on maybe one of the stragglers that hasn't quite got it yet, a very angry little thumb will suddenly appear holding him by his collar. Just go, thumb! Just to give him that extra kick out the door.
And Jemima, just as you're thinking, I try to do a distraction to help and it's all gone wrong and now I'm being chased all around this coffee shop. All of this starts to happen and it all starts to swing back you guys' way. Mm-hmm. What does Jemima feel and think and do?
I don't think any of this is intentional, but as part of that, I think she's starting to panic that she's now stuck under this this tablecloth. So she's done she's grabbed the closest implement she can to try and cut herself out of it. So she has found herself a kitchen knife. And she... this is what it was all ending up to. And she has managed to, like, slice... I think as everyone's starting to get scared of the ghost and they're starting to head out towards the door, she's on a table near the door, manages to slice her way through the tablecloth. So you just get, as they're leaving, this final image of just a duck with a knife in its mouth, just like... just to fully kick him out of the door.
And that is the final thing. Anton is the last to leave and is turning around to shake a fist and go, we won't be treated this way, we'll destroy you, we'll get you shut down, and then sees Jemima with the knife in her mouth, the wings outspread, and goes, but actually we're just leaving. And as they all leave, the door opens one last time to admit one last customer.
Hey, hey you.
As Jules arrives.
Finally.
Sees Romy slumped in her dairy coma in the corner of the booth and goes, no!
quick, get all the knives! Get all the knives!
This is mine!
Any final thoughts before we wrap this up? Final actions or catchphrases or any button lines or anything you'd like to do?
No, you're just going to run over and slap Romy away and be like, now's your time!
Yes, Mina pops up from behind the counter and goes, remember what I told you while you were asleep?
Have you ever told the time I was eaten by a bear?
And that's our show! Thank you very much for watching our show. This has been Fanfic Mishmash. We have been merely role players. We were playing Interstitial, Our Hearts Intertwined, a role-playing game by Riley Hopkins of Linksmith Games. Thank you very much to the Dragon Meat Podcast Zone and its organisers, and to the Dragon Meat Convention. Thank you very much to Christian, our fantastic tech person. And thank you very much to our players. Players, do you have anything individual that you'd like to plug?
Yes. Play games.
Come in and know me better now.
I rather sprung that on you. If you like this, you can see more Merely Roleplay here. More Merely Roleplayers weirdness at merelyroleplayers.com, or just search for Merely Roleplayers in your general your podcast app.
And your Spodcast.
And your Spodcast apps as well. We're
always
on those too.
There.
Yeah.
And I think all that remains to say is thank you very much for coming. Give all your listeners a round of applause.
Right, lovies, it's me, Matt, your compere. I hope you all enjoyed the second and final part of Fanfic Mishmash. Whether you were there to watch it live at Dragon Meet or you were hearing it for the first time here on the show, if you liked the sound of Interstitial, Our Hearts Intertwined, and you'd like to give the game a go yourself, you can find a link to get the game in the program notes, and also a link to the Kickstarter for the second edition, which, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, just has a couple of days left before the crowdfunding ends. We're doing a quick turnaround and staying in the studio. And from next week, we're going to be playing a selection of micro role-playing games from The Ultimate Micro RPG Book, edited by James D'Amato. The first one of those you can look forward to in a week's time is Heartbeats by Keith Baker and Jen Ellis, which is basically what if Casualty or Holby City was even more melodramatic. So look forward to that. Stay tuned for the credits, and we'll see you again then. This has been Fanfic Mishmash, a live production from Merely Roleplayers, starring Alexander Pankhurst as Morgana Le Fay, Natalie Winter as Jemima Puddleduck, and Strat as Tom Thumb. I'm Matt Boothman, and I play the supporting cast. Fanfic Mishmash was commissioned by Mira Manga and Fiona Howitt for the Dragonmeat Podcast Zone 2023 and recorded by Christian Mitchell Dolby. I edited and produced this episode, and the theme music is In the Dark, Flashes by Bix Baderbeck, performed by Jess Stacey and provided by the Open Music Archive. We were playing Interstitial, Our Hearts Intertwined, a role-playing game by Riley Hopkins of Linksmith Games. Merely Roleplayers is a Foggy Outline production in association with Blackshaw Theatre Company. Until next time, if drama be the food of life, play on!